Yeah, I think it is part of the problem that we, as an entire, you know, nation, as an entire scientific community, haven't invested as much in thinking about how we deliver the care and the evidence that we have. And so, you know, we actually spend a lot of money on research and development and creating bigger and better tools without actually getting the benefits from the tools we have. Mm-hmm. So thinking about how do we make sure that everybody with a stroke takes aspirin and has access to care and has, you know, actually takes their aspirin and gets the benefit from that, rather than spending lots and lots of money on medicines that will have incremental benefits above aspirin for care. And in a way, that's an example. I think it's just a priority of whether or not we're really studying. And I think we're starting to do that. You know, there's been a real interest in implementation science now and thinking through how we implement programs and how we do that. And so I think that that's definitely something that starting to be done, but has not been done on a big scale. So I think that's one of the big issues. But the other thing is, I think it's true that we don't have specific guidelines for every situation, for every patient we're going to see. But the whole idea behind the value movement is that we need to start thinking about the decisions that we're making day to day in a slightly different context. We need to start thinking about what is the value? What is the likelihood that this is going to benefit my patient? Mm-hmm. And what are the potential risks and costs that come along with it, both in physical and financial harms, and whether that is worth it? And when it is, we should do it. But I think, you know, for a long time, we've thought, might help, can't hurt. And we're seeing time and time again that that is just totally false. You know, transfusion, might help, can't hurt, wrong. We see that transfusions actually have lots of harms that come with them, and same with, you know, CT scans and so on and so forth. So I think it's really just, even when we don't have a head-to-head trial or something, it's all about trying to change our culture and how we make decisions and how we weigh the risks and benefits for our patients.
Right. So integrating much more of that pro-con mentality into the upfront decision-making.
I think so. And really in making sure that, you know, the decisions we're making are really best for our patients. We're going to do the best thing for them, which is really what we ultimately all want. But as I said, ordering can be driven by lots of different pressures, as we've talked about. And so I think getting back to really thinking about the patient in front of us and what is the best thing to do.